Welcome to the Trickett's Travels podcast
with Meg
and Josh,
talking through our recent adventures.
So babe, let's enjoy it being you, me and a cup of tea.
Cheers.
Cheers.
That made such a funny noise.
That did.
We are...
Do you want to explain where we are currently sat, why that was not a China chink?
We are sat on a hill in Devon, to be honest. I don't know how I describe where we are.
Yeah, we're overlooking sort of outskirts of Exeter in the M5 on a hill.
Yeah, and we bought tea in a travel mug, and I thought they would clink with a metal a bit more, yeah. But they did not. Oh,
no, maybe a bit. Well, you might not have heard it anyway.
Yeah, but here we are, back on the podcast.
Finally.
It's been like 2 weeks, hasn't it?
I think it's probably been about 3 weeks since we actually recorded one.
Shocking. To be honest, I've really missed it. Like, I've just been like, oh, please, can we do a podcast? And it would be like 10 p.m. at night. And be like, there's no way we can do a podcast.
Having to get up at like 6:30 the next morning, like, no, not starting it now.
And we've literally been like 7 a.m. being like, should we do it now? And it's like, no, actually, we have so many jobs to do. Like, the list of jobs has been, oh, gosh. Actually just tearing up at the thought of it. I'm not even joking.
It's been relentless. A very intense couple of weeks.
It's been a very intense couple of weeks.
Before we left the island.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to leave the island, and it was really intense.
It was very intense. We worked so much. We did an insane amount of boat jobs and saying goodbye to friends, and we had a fabulous boat party. Did like a little stand-do on the boat.
Stand-do.
It was like
Stag and Hendy,
okay. Yeah. It was like the night before our last ever day off on island, before I did 4 days back to back again. And then literally I was like, we can't get drunk, none of that, because we've got so much to do.
Got the boats packed down.
Got so many weddings to do, pick stuff up, see people. And then I don't know what happened. Somehow the tequila came out and the rest was history.
I know what happened. We started making the dance evening playlist.
Yeah.
And which, of course, you put absolute bangers on.
Bangers.
And you dance around, and then you just...
Yeah, one gin turned into two, and then the tequila came out the cupboard, so...
And the tequila got finished.
Yeah. Disgustingly, don't know how that happened, to be honest. After we are not drinking. No one's getting hungover tomorrow. Yeah. And then I woke up and was like, oh... Josh,
you were the one that was hungover.
I was so unwell. And I'd like woke up and I was like, Josh, the only thing that's going to save me is getting in the sea right now.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. That was fun.
I tried to have one mouthful of breakfast, like, no. And we literally just got in the car and drove to the sea. And I just like jumped in the sea and was in there for like 20 minutes, just like, oh, I feel so good.
Yeah, you just bobbed in the sea, didn't you, for 20 minutes?
It took all of it away. I tell you, cold water, that is the hack to a hangover.
It's the way to sort it out, isn't it?
Yeah, and I got, you know, battled on. We got all our jobs done. Do you know what? I know it's mad because a lot of people in life don't take sick days, but I can't believe I did a whole 5 months contract, not a single sick day, after last year's. I did max out my sick.
It's impressive from last year's track record. It's probably not impressive for
most people.
For most people.
But I'm just like, I can't believe that. Like, we made it. We've finished the contract now.
Although that worries me that we didn't get ill for 5 months.
Oh, I know. I'm
and
paranoid
that worries
now.
Me that that's going to happen now.
No. I did get ill.
You just didn't take sick days. Yeah, true.
There's a difference. Yeah. But yeah, it's just kind of mad. Like, I just can't believe end of the contract.
End of the Isle of Man for this as fiancés.
That's it now.
Yeah, true.
Like, yeah. I can't believe that chapter's finished. Like, I literally feel like it was yesterday that we were like, oh, 5 months to go to the wedding and we're going to work and all this. And I'm like, what do you mean? Yeah. Where's the time gone?
It's absolutely bonkers.
Yeah, no, I don't know how to process it, to be honest.
Well, let's not. But anyway, we have left the island now, and we have come back to the UK, and we
had to say goodbye, which was very weird, 3 days apart.
Yes.
Because we got to do our stern and, oh no, hen no. and stag do.
Not joint.
Not joint. Very much separate.
Other ends of the country.
Yeah. And it was honestly very, you know what? I feel like you could make Instagram reels about our, you know, like when you see them where it's like, oh, what are you doing for Hendu? I've got this plan and this plan and this plan. And what's the stag do?
I know.
I'm going to turn up anytime.
Yeah, I didn't even know, like, until the day before, I didn't even know what day or it was starting or any, yeah.
It's
didn't
so
have
funny.
A packing list, nothing. It was great.
Yeah, but I had, like, the best time. Like, I can't put into words how special and loved and thought about and seen and just celebrated I felt. Like, it was such an incredible moment. Like, I really know I'm gonna think about that forever. Like, just like having all my girls that have meant so much to me across all my life, like, have blessed me and loved me in so many different phases of Meg, and they're all in one place at one time to celebrate the next chapter.
Yeah.
And it was just so special.
That's really sweet.
It was so nice. Like, to be honest, you don't know anything about it yet.
I don't know anything yet. I'm really excited to
hear. This is at least 36 hours since I finished the tendu.
Yeah.
And I've been so tired. I'm like, Josh, I can't talk about it yet. I just need to recover before we talk.
I'm so excited.
And so we've waited for the pod to do full details.
Come on then. Let's have it. I've waited long enough.
So I don't even know where to start.
Let's start Friday night. Like, or Friday. Friday
so
in general.
When did we say goodbye?
Because I said goodbye to you Friday morning.
Okay, we left the island on Thursday. We drove back from the Isle of Man.
Drove back to Sheffield, got to Sheffield, slept.
We slept quite early that night, I think.
Yep. So woke then up. Friday morning, I said goodbye.
Yeah.
Set off down to Devon.
Yeah. And then I had a really nice day, to be honest, on Friday. It was like my mum dropped me off near to my nail appointment. And I had like an hour walk through the woods and like had an hour. Then I had my nails done, which a bomb, definitely obsessed, which was a massive stress for me about the wedding nails. But there you go, that one's sorted.
Mm-hmm.
And then I walked to one of my friend's houses for lunch and it was really lovely, just chill, calm space, just a relaxing afternoon, just to like kind of process the what the hell. How are we here? Where's the time gone?
Yeah.
See some of the wedding decorations again, which is really nice. Although we didn't do much wedding chat, but that was kind of a blessing, I feel, because I didn't really want to get my brain into it. Then my mum picked me up and we did, like, we went with my mum and my bridesmaid, Lynn, to my final wedding dress fitting and took the dress home with me, you know?
No way.
The dress
did
is
actually
in my mum's wardrobe.
Oh my
days.
So, like, proper final.
Finished. Finite.
Oh, that's exciting.
Josh is beautiful. Josh, I can't wait. I can't wait for it to no longer be a secret because it is so gorgeous. Like, it's so nice and I'm so obsessed with it. And it just was like, yeah, wow. Like, I feel like I'm sure we've talked about it on the pod before, like, being like, oh, I just want him to take it in. Like, why wouldn't he take this flipping dress in? And he took it in and it fit like a glove. Like, oh, it just feels amazing on. Like, it's such a blessing. Like, it's so nice. And then we, like, Lynn would then, the plan was then to go to Lynn's house for a sleepover the night before the hen do, or start the hen then, I guess.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
It was really funny. They were like, wait, you can't look in the back of the car. Like, you need to just go get in the front and then not look behind you. And they were just like, Lynn was like, no, Meg, don't look. And I was like, how am I supposed to get in a car without looking in the back?
Yeah.
And it was really funny. And Mum, like, gave her loads of stuff from her car to go into Lynn's car. And there was lots of swapping around of stuff behind me that I wasn't allowed to see.
Cute.
It was really sweet. And then we went to Lynn's and we had, like, the nicest. I've been craving burgers for so long, haven't I? We've both been craving burgers. Yeah. And we had the nicest burgers ever. Like, just, oh, so good. And I was sat there, finished my burger. We've been chatting all afternoon and I was like closing my eyes thinking, oh, I really hope it's bedtime. And I looked at the time and I was like, it's 20 to 7. Like, it is definitely not bedtime. I was beside myself.
You got everything off the island, all that stuff. You were shattered.
It wasn't even funny. And I just was like, I battled on for about half an hour and then just said, like, Lil, I'm going to bed. She was like, I've got some jobs to do tonight for the hen do. So if you want to have a bath or just chill, like, but I won't be able to hang out too much. And I was like, yeah, cool, cool. And then I was like, yeah, I'm going to skip the bath. I'm just going to go straight to bed. And I literally got in bed at 7:30. And I'm kid you not, I don't even think I read 2 pages of my book.
Wow.
I fell asleep.
Wow.
But then I did see 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock on the clock.
Ouch.
It was painful. I was like, oh. But then at 5 o'clock, I thought, do you know what? I did go to sleep at 7:30. So it's probably about fair that I get up now. That is probably a whole night's sleep, really.
Yeah, that's about right, anyway.
Yeah. And then Lynn's an early riser too. And she's my swim sister. She's the one that got me into all my cold swimming and how we absolutely love swimming together. And we rarely get to do it. So I texted her at like 5:30 and was like, you awake? She's like, yeah. Should I go for a swim? I was like, yeah.
Aww.
So we were up, like we woke up, made a cup of tea, you were up at the same time.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. I was up at like 6 or 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
So I said, do you want to go for a run?
Mm.
This was the last time we spoke.
Yeah. And we phoned. And you told me about your first night of your stag, which was sweet. Well, yeah. We both had low-key first nights.
Yeah, yeah. Not really, like, part of the stag and hen, but,
And then we phoned, had a lovely 7-minute chat, which was just so special. I love getting to run with you every day.
Mm.
I'm sure we've talked about it on the pod before, but the 1K every day we do.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a special time, just 6 minutes, just the two of us. So it's really nice that we got to still do it on the phone.
Yeah, it was really sweet, actually, that morning.
Watched the sunrise. It was very pretty.
Mm.
And then I had a nice long shower, and then Lynn took me out for breakfast, which was really lovely. Like, it was, like, I was a bit like, well, because I didn't know, the whole hen do was a surprise for me. Like, the whole thing was like, I don't know what we're doing, when we're going, like, where we're going, like anything. I didn't know anything. So I was like, am I eating a big breakfast now or a little one? She's like, I'd go big. And I was like, okay. So I ordered like such a yummy breakfast. Honestly, one of my favorite breakfasts I've had out for so long. Mm. Changed like a breakfast sandwich into like, I took the bread away and added like potato hash. Oh, genius. Yeah. Got to do it again.
Nice.
It was so good. And then, yeah, had a fab breakfast with Elin. Then we started driving. And I was like, I don't know where we're going. She was like, you're going to know as soon as we get in the car. I was like, no, because if we drive to like Liverpool, you got to go through Manchester. Or you want to go south, you got to get on the M1. You want to go north, you've also got to get on the M1. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like from Sheffield, it's pretty central. So it doesn't really,
you
can't really tell.
You don't actually know where you're going, really. Yeah.
But then I know how long it takes to drive from Sheffield to Manchester. And it was like,
oh, was it on the sat nav?
It was on the sat nav.
The time.
But I think it was like, said like an hour and a half. And I was like, well, you could go anywhere. But the closer we got to Manchester, the more I'm like,
That's Manchester.
It's definitely Manchester. But I love Manchester. That's my home where I, like, you know, that's where I kind of, like, became me after leaving home and, like, going to uni there. And so it was really special to get to, you know, go there. And, like, it's so logistically convenient for everyone. We had people travelling from the Lakes and Sheffield and Manchester and Southport and Liverpool and
London.
Well, yeah, Eve came from London, but she was going to be travelling wherever we were going.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but it was really nice. Like, and we arrive and we pull into like the Salford Water Sports place.
Ooh.
Like on the quay. And like, I used to live on the quay for like a year and a half, and I never ever, I don't even know why I never got in the water. Like, I never ever got in the water and swam there.
Oh, in the quay?
In the quay.
Oh, I didn't realise that's what that was.
Yeah, the Salford Water Sports thing is like, it is in the quay. It's like a section of the quay.
Oh, right.
But it is in the quay.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I've never actually swam in here. And Kerry was like, I remember you telling me this years ago that you wanted to swim in here. So I thought, why not do it for the hen do it? And I was like, oh, Kerry, like, I can't believe you remember half this stuff that I've said.
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of crazy. But yeah, arrive and then seeing everyone. There's some people that I hadn't seen in years that came to my hen do that was so special. And like, so many people that I just... But I did find it really overwhelming, Josh. Like, how many people were there? There was like 14 or something?
16 or something, didn't you?
Maybe it's 14.
14.
I don't know.
That's anyway, a lot of people.
But a lot of people, and most of them either knew one other person there or knew no one. So like, everyone was just like, we were all in a circle and everyone was just staring at me. And I was like, oh my gosh, don't look at me. Like, why is everyone looking at me?
Gosh.
And it was only 16 people. And I was like, oh my days, the wedding day is going to be long. Like, the fact that everyone's going to be looking at us. And I said to them, well, you all got to just look at Josh. No one look at me. I was like, no, stop. But it was
sweet.
Like, but once everyone started to like get to know each other, it was kind of fine.
Yeah.
I kind of stopped being stared at so much, which was nice.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, like, we all got wetsuits on and we all got like life jackets on.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, I don't know what we're doing. Like, I wonder what sport we're doing. And then they got me like a little veil and a sash that said like bride to be that I put
over the top of your Your wetsuit and buoyancy.
It was so funny. And it stayed in the whole time.
Really?
The whole time.
Wow.
And we went, what did we do? We went kayaking.
Oh, fun.
And we did stand-up paddleboarding, but like the giant ones where you have a team of six people.
Yeah, yeah.
And basically, it was... do you know what's really special? Like, my sister's like... she's got chronic fatigue. She's done it for like 10 years and like she's in a wheelchair. And like my whole childhood, like, and like my whole memory of mine and my sister's relationship since we were 14 is like, you know, we've never been able to do the things that I love. We always have to do the things that she loves, which is like sitting down and like being on laptops or like playing board games sat down. And, you know, there is a lot of stuff that we share that we love. Mm. But there's like, she like did the whole weekend.
Really?
Like every single activity joined in with every single one of them. And like,
that's amazing.
And like she went, I was like, Kerry, like, you don't have to go kayaking. Like, I'll paddle for you. She's like, no, I'm going to do it. And I was like, no, babe, like, I feel really bad. Like, I don't want you to use all your spoons up on me. Like, she's like, Meg, I've planned it. Don't worry. I've got it under control. And it was so emotional the whole time. Like, it was so nice. And like, she was like, kayak. I was watching my sister kayak. And I was like, what even? Like, I've never experienced this before doing an outdoor sports activity with her. Like, and it was so nice. Like, and she was like having so much fun. I was having so much fun. It was really funny. Like, as soon as we get in, everyone's waiting for the safety briefing or whatever, the talk. And I just shuffled my kayak forwards. And then just like he's finished. And I was like straight away gone. Like, and everyone was like, geez, she's kayaked before. And like,
so
I was
fun.
Like racing everyone. I was like winning all the races. And like, there was lots of like trying to follow stuff. And in the beginning I was like getting in front and get racing everyone. Then Keris was like we were traveling quite far on the kayaks and the key. So I was looking and Keris was right at the back and I was like, oh, like, how can I go help? So I sort of went and like tried to like tow her, but it's quite hard to hold her and kayak and this, so we were just spinning in circles kind of. And then Jess, who's one of my friends who's like an outdoors instructor,
yeah
she came. Basically, it was so funny. She was like Keris held on to both of our boats, just lying down, just like holding on to our boats.
Yeah.
And then me and Jess were like paddling one side on each.
One side.
And we were like in a convoy of like three of us,
that's
like going
so
through
funny.
All these things. And it was, Keris is just hilarious. Like, it was so much fun. And like, it was so fun to see her like getting to love it as much as me.
Aww.
And like still being able to do it. And then like maybe midway through, she got tied onto like the instructors.
Yeah.
Like, so that she was still doing it, but it wasn't as much.
Yeah. That's
which is
so
really
cool.
Special.
Bless,
but
so
then,
sweet.
I don't know what came over me. Midway through, the inner rugby girl came out, and I was just like, I could just tip the boat of all these people and get them all in the water. And I can't even remember how it started. But I was just like, Feg, this is game. Like, and I can't remember who I started on. Maybe it was me and Jess and Lucy.
Were these like ones you were sitting on top or ones you were like inside?
No, sitting on top.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't like they had to actually like
get themselves
out of them or...
And it was like Jess and me used to like do kayaking at uni and like we used to tip each other's kayaks over all the time in the pool and stuff and like have to like recover out of it. So I think it started with me and Jess just trying to like tip each other's kayaks and like sort of like muck around.
Yeah.
And then I think, I can't remember, but anyway, I started just doing them one after one. Like,
I just
like absolutely tip everyone in. I think Jess tried to tip me in really badly, and then I tipped her in. And then she then somehow just started tipping everyone in. There was one activity we had to sit, like, there were like loads of different races yesterday where you had to sit, like lie down on the boat completely.
Yeah.
And like this time, like I think I'd fallen out or someone, I'd fallen out getting someone else in. I was in the water and I swam towards Lynn.
Yeah.
No, I just kayaked next to her.
Yeah.
And then basically just mounted on top of her, like just like got on top of the back of her and just rolled the whole kayak with her on it and just dunked in the water. And then I like, when there was one where you had to sit like at the front with your legs over it and all you had to do is come to the back of the kayak and just lift it up.
And they just fell off the front.
And I kid you not, I literally got every single person in the water. Apart from Lucy. Lucy was like, Meg, please don't tip me in. Please don't tip me in.
Oh, bless.
And I was like, okay.
You were like, okay,
I won't do it, Lucy. She's got a little... I'm a softie for Lucy.
Yeah.
And so cute. Well, I didn't actually purposely tip Kerosene once, but she fell in about four times.
Oh, really?
But I thought, oh gosh, I can't imagine Kerosene, like how much difficult it must be to get back on.
Yeah.
So I thought, oh, I'll stop. And then one time I tipped someone else, then I tipped myself tipping someone else, and then I tried to get back onto my thing, and then just fell all the way. I went just all the way over it. And this is what I mean. My veil stayed on the whole time.
That's impressive. It's really impressive. Describe what? Yeah, I think you just went kayaking.
No, but I was like tipping everyone. It was hilarious. And then after we'd been like completely like, oh, we were like, everyone was like, oh, Meg's just getting everyone in the water. Then we went on these like 6-person like paddle boards.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you're literally just like stood next to people.
How many did you take then?
So we took 2, 6 okay. people, and there was one person on the side. So maybe it was 15. Yeah. No, 13. That's not maths. 13.
Yeah, 13.
And literally, it was like, we're on this, and Jess, straight away, as soon as we were like on the pontoons, we were told, behave, because you'll hit your head.
You'll smack your head on
but
the
then
pontoon,
as soon as
yeah.
they were like, okay, you can stand up, Jess literally ran straight for me and tried to knock me off, and I just...
What? She was on your paddleboard?
Yeah, she just came from behind me and tried to knock me off, and I just stepped forward. She's like, why are you such a solid, like, why are you so hard to move? Like, how do you not fall? And then it was so, like,
your
I
muscle,
basically...
Your muscle, babe.
Built different.
Built.
And I basically was like stood there, like we were all kind of, like, it was quite funny. I don't know if you've been on the 6-person one, but like, yeah. if some one person rocks,
they the whole thing,
everyone
and
goes
then everyone's,
unstable. Yeah. And it's like everyone steps forwards, backwards, yeah. and then falls off the back.
Yeah.
And there was one time, the first time it happened, where every single other person fell off,
really?
And then I was still stood on it.
And you start paddling away.
The 6 team were like ages ahead, and they all looked back and they were like, how is Meg on there on her own?
It just looked like you pushed everyone in, yeah. probably.
Yeah. And then basically we were all just trying to tip each other in. And then because we could only get to the 6 people that were on ours,
yeah.
we were like, oh, let's like, we should just like veto the games that they're doing and go like sabotage to them. Like, if some of us fall in on these games, let's just all get in the water and swim over to the other one.
And just push them in.
So then me and Jess basically were like, yeah, yeah, okay. So well, everyone, all 6 of us agreed to do it. And then only me and Jess swam across.
Oh, right.
And we went across and we were like trying to pull everyone in.
Asked not to be pushed in?
No, that's Lucy.
Oh, Lucy.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And Lucy'd fallen in a couple of times.
Oh,
now.
Okay.
And, we were like pulling everyone in and then basically like, right, let's just get it out your systems. Let's do last man standing. So it would be like, everyone would be on one, and then two people would go swim over. And then you had to battle each other off. Yeah. And then it was like, and then I went, two people went, and then they both fell off. And the rules of the game felt unfair. It wasn't like the first person off and then they stay on. It's like, if you both fell in the water, you're both out.
Yeah.
So if you fall in while you're telling them to win.
Okay, I see. Yeah.
Anyway, I went second. And then I think I fought like 3-4 people. Like,
wow.
And Lynn came over to do me. She said, oh, I'll just push her off. Like, Meg's only tiny. Yeah. I'll just push her off. And then she ran at me and then just basically like was like, you're solid. Like, you are solid, Meg. Like, how are you
that
not moving?
That rugby days really yeah. just taught you how to just not move.
Yeah. And I just like basically just palmed people off one-handed into the water. And just like basically just kept knocking people. It was so fun. And then
just
Amelia. Guess who would actually got me off?
Amelia.
Yeah.
Because you just said it. Yeah.
But like literally Amelia was like, I'm not having this. And basically just like I completely pushed her in and she just pulled me in as she was going in.
So you both lost.
Yeah, we both lost. But she went in first.
Yeah.
Just, you know. She went in first. But it was really funny. I was like, class, obviously Amelia was gonna be the one that got
me
in.
Yeah.
But she was like,
that.
Oh Meg, I was just gonna rugby tackle you, but then they told me that we weren't allowed to rugby tackle.
What are they gonna do? Kick you out?
Yeah, kick me out. Yeah, basically. But we basically, and then my mum and Sarah Delaney, Sarah Delaney's like, we were friends when we were really young. And my mum and her went up against each other, and it was, and we, me and my sister were just shouting at Sarah, like, that's my mum! Don't hurt her!
Don't hurt my mum! Fight!
But we played loads of funny games on them, and it was just like absolute class, like, just like everyone was laughing their heads off. Like when we asked at the end of the weekend, like what were people's favourite bits? They were all like, oh, that was the best bit.
Oh,
like,
that's so cool.
Just like everyone getting tipped in the water and like, it was just hilarious.
That's so fun.
Like so much fun. And then we were getting ready. Like after everyone was showering and like getting ready and all that sort of thing. And like everyone was like putting on like blue and white outfits. And I was like, I know this is because I know why. Like, I requested.
I know what this theme
very
is.
Very unsubtly for a Mamma Mia themed hen do.
I feel like you've requested that for
my whole life.
For your whole life, way before you met me.
Like, I literally was like, when I met you, like, one of my Snapchat memories say, like, oh, like, the Mamma Mia wife life.
Yeah.
Like hen do, like what does it say? It says something like, oh, my Mamma Mia hen do is coming true. Like, I've met Boat Boy.
Yeah, something like that, isn't it? Yeah.
And so I just always wanted that so much. It's so funny. That's why it's mad that we kind of live that Mamma Mia wife life kind of. And also,
it did come true then.
It did.
Everyone put white.
Everyone put white and blue on, or like close to Mamma Mia vibes, and everyone was getting ready and. They were like really being like, Meg, just need to get ready really slowly. And I was like, what? Like, why do I get... Like, it was actually kind of hard all weekend, like, constantly be like, no. Like, I'd ask Lynn at Lynn's house, like, oh, what's that on the side? She's like, nothing. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
She's like, oh, I don't know. And I'd be like, okay, I'll stop asking questions.
Oh, like, but also having to ask enough to know, you know, how much to eat or, like, yeah,
and
what
Lynn,
to wear.
And constantly
or...
when we were driving there, she was like, oh, it's just killing me that I can't tell you. Like,
aww.
I was like, it is mad that my mum, my sister, my bridesmaids, some of my best friends, my own fiancé, everyone knows what's going on. Or, like, bits.
I didn't know
there was bits that
on.
You did know that you couldn't tell me.
And I knew, like, the location. That was it, basically.
And they were just like, it's so crazy that all of you know, and I'm just, like, somehow in the dark world.
Yeah.
But it was so special.
That's so cute.
And so they were like, okay, you're going to go really slowly. And Amelia was... So Lynn drove me to the Salford thing. Mm. And then they're like, okay, Amelia's going to take you to the next thing.
Mm.
And honestly, the car journeys were the most special part, I think, because it was just, like, one-on-one time with that person. Aww. And, like, really just calming time.
That's really sweet.
And so we took forever at the water sports area to get ready. And then Amelia basically, like, was told to drive really slowly or, like, take time. So it was, like, she was just, like, always, like, finding something random to do or, like, she, like, on the way, she's like, oh, she would take photos, you know, like just distracting me, funny. Like, so much. And we drove there and... we and Amelia had such a fab catch up, and it was really nice because we just talked about like her dating, like normal life, and like her recent date she's been on,
just
or like
friend stuff rather than wedding,
which I love. Like, sometimes it gets really overwhelming when everyone talks about the wedding stuff all the time.
Yeah.
So it was really special just to be like, oh, let's just talk about something else, and we were laughing our heads off about it all.
That's so cute.
And then I got out of the car and I'm like suddenly like, oh yeah, I got to go back to being like everyone staring at me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Amelia, like, please tell me that I don't have to choose anything on the menu because I'm so bad at it.
Yeah, you are.
I'm like awful.
It's not your favourite thing to do, is it?
No. And I was like, oh, I'm really overwhelmed. And like, if I have to sit and choose something off a menu now, I'm going to be really overwhelmed. And she's like, no, don't worry about it. And I was like, okay, that's fine then. And I go into this place and they'd like, one of the things I'm like, I'm really bad for is if it's like a noisy restaurant or like a really loud bar or something, I can't concentrate. Like, I find I just shut down, don't I? Like,
yeah.
And it's really hard. So I like when I was like really worried walking in thinking, oh gosh, if this is noisy, I'm going to really, really struggle. And I walked in and it, like, they booked the whole place out. It was just us.
Wow.
Like, it was just our big table at the back and all my friends were there, and like, it was like afternoon tea. Aww. So it was like, didn't have to choose anything, it was just like, you eat what's in front of you.
Nice.
And like, the table had decorations on and everyone had little goodie bags. Like, aww. It was, oh gosh, it was so cute. Like,
that is so cute.
Everyone had goodie bags and stuff in it, and like, yeah, it was so special, like, just getting to sit around. And it was, like, everyone got a hot drink included, and I had, like, the yummiest hot chocolate. And it was such a nice, like, restful, like, you know, chatting to people and, like, seeing people and, like, talking about things. And then, like casually while we were eating. And then once we sort of finished eating, then, like, the games came out. And there was, like, from then until probably the end, like, there were so many games that were about and so many things, like, structured, sort of, like, really fun structured things.
Mm.
So, like, one of the first things was, like, we did the, you know that, what did the groom say?
Okay.
which was so much fun. Like, we all had
questions that I'd been asked.
Yeah, so it was like the questions were like, what's her favorite food? What's a good meal she cooks? Like, what's her favorite movie?
So you had to guess my answer.
So I had to guess your answer.
Okay.
But everyone had to guess it.
All right.
So everyone had like cards.
Okay.
And everyone wrote them down. We had like 2 minutes to write them down.
Yeah.
And like, what were some of the ones? Like, what's her like best quality or like, or you know, all this sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone would have to write them down. And it was really interesting how many people just like,
Had no idea. What I might answer or what you...
What even I would answer. Yeah, they were just I don't know what her favourite movie is, you know?
Well, I mean, yeah.
You didn't know either.
I didn't know your favourite movie, apparently.
No. and then she would, like, once we finished, she would ask the question and then I'd say my answer first and then everyone would go around the table and everyone would say the answer and then she would say what you would say.
Oh, cute.
And it was like, it was so fun to be like, so for me to sit there and be like, oh, what would Josh say my, like, best quality is, or like, and it's actually really hard to then be like, oh, maybe I think my best quality is this. And then you totally said something different. I was like, wow, that's really embarrassing. You know, like, yeah, that was really funny.
That's cute.
But it was really nice. And then the whole movie one was so funny because it's like Mamma Mia decoration everywhere on the table. It's a Mamma Mia themed henu. Everyone's told to wear something for that. Like, you know, it was like, guys, if you don't know what my favourite movie is, that's a joke. And Amelia's like sat there like, oh, what's her favourite movie? Like, I'm really stuck. And I'm like, Amelia, like, and then like 2 minutes later she goes, oh yeah, obviously. And I was like, yeah, like. And then I go on a rant when she's like, oh, I was like, well, if anyone doesn't know my favorite movie, that's ridiculous. I mean, come on guys, like, this is crazy. And then literally the first person was Bella and she was like, oh, I didn't actually put anything down. I didn't know what to put. And I was like, that's hilarious.
And then I got
and then
wrong.
It was like around every single person of Mamma Mia. And then, guess what Josh said?
Mean Girls.
What the hell?
Well, you what don't the watch. Hell-y? You've never watched a film with me, basically, apart from the one that you insisted we watch together, which was Mean Girls. We've never watched Mamma Mia together.
But we've had Mamma Mia themed birthday parties.
Yeah,
together.
Yeah. I should have.
And
just,
I only
it's no excuse.
To the sound. It's no excuse.
Probably should have still got it right.
Yeah, you were
It was
wrong.
Quite funny.
There's no way to get around that.
It was quite
and
funny.
And everyone
though.
Was like, what is Josh on about?
You love Mean Girls.
I do love Mean Girls, but it's not the best movie. There's a lot of movies that would come before that.
Yeah, very true.
It was really funny. That was class. And then there was one of the sweetest things, one of my favourite things probably, was like, then it was like, oh, like, someone said, oh, we don't actually know each other. And then someone was like, oh, should we go around and introduce them? And then someone else suggested, oh, why doesn't Meg introduce everyone and say, like, her favourite memory with that person?
That's quite fun.
Which is really fun, actually, because there's, like, a room full of people from, like, I'd known people from church since I'd grown up, like, so I was four. There was people from uni. There was people from, like, sixth form. There was, like, my second mum there, you know, like, loads of stuff like that. So it was, like, really fun to, like, get to go around and be, like, what is my favourite memory of this person?
Yeah.
And like, I would like introduce everyone and like say that. And some of the memories were absolute class, like thinking of them. And then Sarah Delaney, because we like our main memories are like when we were like 13, getting really drunk at her parents' house. Mm. And my mum sat next to me. I'm like, what PG memories can I think of? Like, and there's not many of the memories, to be honest. They're all kind of a bit blank. So it's like trying to think of something. It was really funny.
That's very fun.
But yeah, it was really sweet and I absolutely loved that moment. That was really special. Mm. And then what else did we do when we were sat in the cafe? I don't feel like we'd they'd all written me like a postcard. Mm. Like they all got, because we collect postcards for all our travels.
Yeah.
So they were like, oh, well, Meg will be able to store these with her postcard collection. And they'd all written me a postcard and then on the back was like, the reason why they'd chosen that postcard and then a tip for marriage or something like that.
Yeah.
And like every person was so loving and so kind. Like I was just sat there reading them, just like tearing up like, oh gosh.
Oh,
and like,
so
it's just
sweet.
Like really mad when people write it on paper, like what they actually think, you know?
Yeah.
And like, it made me feel so loved and
that's
like
so,
so valued by so many people. Mm. It was really special. And yeah. And then Yeah, we just kind of like, I don't know what else we did. I feel like I'm forgetting stuff that was planned and thought about a lot, but yeah. And then it was time to go to the Airbnb. So it was, this had to be my favourite moment of the whole hen do, was that my sister drove me to the Airbnb. And like, we basically, like, I just love the time I get with her. Like, and it's so special. Like, honestly, I could just cry just thinking about it. Like, it's so special. Like, we got like half an hour sat in the car together, just like talking, and just the two of us, and being like, I can't believe I'm getting married, Keris. And it was just, oh, it was something else.
That's so sweet.
And and literally we were driving around, and we you know, she's like always slower because she's in a wheelchair, so everything takes time. And then she stops, and there's like this like archway with loads of fairy lights. She's like, oh, should we take photos here? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, I can't believe you just thought of me to like see, like, you know me so well, yeah, like, I want to take photos. And then like we got to the car, and then she was faffing around with the car, and then we're driving, and she was like, oh, I was like, do you want me to put the mats in? Like, she's like, oh, I don't want to put the maps in because then you'll know where I'm going. And I was like, Keris, I'm not going to know where we're going anyway. And also, it doesn't matter. You can put the maps in. She's like, no, then you'll know. And then we're just driving, and we're driving. I'm quite, like, overwhelmed from, like, having to, like, put a face on all the time, which is why the car journeys were so special, to just be able to be like, oh, like, I'm just one-on-one, and I could just kind of breathe a bit. And I was like, oh, like, how long have we got? And she's like, probably about half an hour. And I was like, oh, okay then, I'll just settle into the drive. Like, and I just was like letting life pass me by. And we're like taking like left turn, right turn, left turn, like down like residential roads, and like going across like back streets and like back alleys. And I'm like, Keris, how do you know where we're going? Like, this is crazy. And she was like, oh, I came like this way when I came from I went to the Airbnb on the way to the Salford thing, like from the Keys thing. And I was like, wow, I don't know how you fat that in the time. Like, that was kind of crazy. But I just kind of didn't think of anything of it. And then she kept on driving. And then she'd, like, go somewhere. She'd be like, oh, no, I've gone the wrong way. And, like, she'd get her phone up and look on the maps and be like, okay, we've got to turn around and, like, turn around. And then, like, one time she'd be, like, stop in the middle of the way and be like, oh, I've forgotten where we are. Like, I thought this was where we're going. Like, phone mum being like, can you just drop me the pin again? And, like, and then we're, like, drive. And, like, this is my sister who, I'm not kidding you, when we lived in Sheffield, to get to my ex, she used to drop me off at my ex's house. It was one left turn from my ex. It was a 4-minute drive and one left turn, and she'd miss the left turn every time. So I'm like, how did I not know this about you, that you could drive this like for half an hour down back streets and roads and all this and know exactly where you were going? Like, this is so weird. Like, and I just didn't think much of it. And then we arrived, and then like 10 minutes later, they were like, Meg, you've been driving around in circles for like 40 minutes.
Oh, right.
Like you've just been like fully dry. Like, it was a 9-minute drive from where you were.
No way.
And we've been like an hour and a half just like driving around in circles. She'd just be like, yeah, oh, I was just hilarious. Taking the mick out of you. Like, I was only checked when I stopped to like turn around. I was only texting mum saying they're ready yet. Like, and I was like, stop it. Like,
oh, that's so
and they were
funny.
Like, we thought you'd clock because we thought you'd heard us say several times, oh, it's only an 8-minute drive. Because I'd seen Keris and Mum and Lynn be like, oh, it's only 8 minutes. And I was like, what's 8 minutes? And I didn't think of it.
Oh, that's so funny.
And so they were like, oh, she knows anyway. Just do whatever you want. But it was so funny. We just drove around. She was like, Meg, we went past the same junction 3 times.
That is hilarious that you didn't clock that.
I didn't clock once.
That's brilliant.
It was so funny. And that was, but honestly, the best part, just spending time with my sister. Like, that moment. And, like, getting to just be, like, so present with her and her being so present with me, it was so special. Like,
that's so sweet.
And then, this is I don't even know how to say it. Like, you know when everyone, like, gets printed out of your face, the groom's face, and they all have, like, masks?
Yeah.
And, like, I was like, oh, I'm sure they're going to do something stupid like this at some point.
Yeah.
I was not expecting to walk into the Airbnb and every single person in the room had a picture of your face on. And they all had masks on. And they all had, like, glasses on top of the masks. And, like, they were all dancing. Like, they put Dancing Queen on as I arrived. And they were all dancing. And they were all, like, everyone was, like, sort of slightly moving, but also just dead staring at me.
That is so weird.
Oh, my God. It was so creepy. Like, it was so creepy. I literally, like, on the video of my reaction, you can see me literally trying to walk out the door. Like, I'm just like, no, get me out of here. Like, I'm like, this is weird. And then they all start walking towards me. And I was like, this is from, like, nightmares. Like, what?
That is funny.
And then quickly was like, no, I'm not joking. Take them off. Like, too I can't weird. Go. Too weird.
That's very funny.
And yeah, so it was literally just like, oh, like absolutely wild. Like, and then we had like, what did we do? Like, we had a drink or two, and then Mum was like after I'd settled down, Mum was like, right, are you ready for play a game? And I was like, oh, are we playing hide and seek, Mum? And then she was like, well, and I was taking the mic, being like, yeah, you know, obviously taking the mic. And then she was like, oh, not quite. And I was like, oh, what do you mean? She's like, we're going to play sardines. And we played sardines.
No way. Like, did you actually?
Yeah, we played like four rounds of sardines running around the house, like in this Airbnb. We literally...
That's so funny.
We just like, we're playing, and my sister joined in the whole game as well. Like,
oh, wow.
Like considering like she's normally in a wheelchair with pain from like how much like walking hurts. Like she was walking up and down the stairs and like round the house and everything.
Oh,
it was
bless.
So special. And
that's so fun though.
Yeah, it was absolutely class to be honest. Like I just felt like an absolute child. I love a game of sardines. I'm such a kid. And everyone was loving it. And like there was one where everyone was hiding underneath a bed. There was like eight people hiding underneath one of the beds. And I was the first person to find her, but I didn't get under the bed. And then I was just sort of stood in the corridor being like, I don't know where they are. And they were like, you're just stood here, Meg. You do know where they are. Like, And then I was like, well, you can't stand with me until you tell me where they are. You know, because you could see the bed like slightly cracked up from them being underneath it. And yeah, then everyone found them. It was really funny.
Oh, that's so funny.
And then we had like massive charcuterie boards.
Cool.
And sort of like, we're just drinking then, just sort of, I don't know what we did in the evening. I feel like we just chatted. We just chilled and chatted and like had charcuterie boards. And then like we had a few more drinks. I feel like then Mum and Lynn tapped out at some point.
Mm.
And then we all went and got in the hot tub. And we played we had a hot tub.
Nice.
It was sick. We had a games room that no one ever went
place.
In. It was a fancy place. It was such a nice Airbnb. And we got in the hot tub and we were playing Never Have I Ever.
Yeah.
And like Would You Rather and all those sort of games in the hot tub. And everyone had a little, like no one was like drunk, but everyone was tipsy to like play. And it was just so funny playing Never Have I Ever, and I was just like, oh gosh, this brings back too many memories.
That is so fun.
But yeah,
it must have been a laugh.
It was a very good laugh.
You were up quite late,
and then then Keris came at maybe like midnight, maybe, was like, guys, is that like, it was like in an igloo, the hot tub, so that you could kind of stop like if you could still be in it if it rained.
Yeah.
But it was just echoing the sound all the way around it. So she came out, she's like, guys, you're gonna have to call it. Like you're too loud. And, So everyone went in, started getting ready for bed, and then we found out, like, everyone started going around the rooms being like, anyone got your toothpaste? And like I cannot believe that every single person came on the hen do thinking that someone else would bring toothpaste. So like there was eight girls with no toothpaste. So I had to like wake my mum up and get her like toothpaste out of her bathroom.
That's so funny.
Just so we could all brush our teeth, which was quite funny.
Wow.
And then some people went to bed, and then it was me, Amelia. Amelia was in my bed with me, and then Connie, Jess, Lucy, and Bella, and they all just came and sat on my bed. And we all just like talked till like 1:30 in the morning. Just
that's
like
so
literally talking. I mean, you texted at 1:30 in the morning.
No, 20 to 1.
Okay, fine. Maybe it's 1:30 then. Because Amelia texted you, but then she fell asleep while we were all talking.
Oh, wow.
So it was after whenever I texted you saying going to bed.
Yeah.
And it was so special. Like, you know, we were all just sat there talking, just being like, oh, like, yeah.
That's amazing.
It was so nice. It was so special. And then woke up the next day, I woke up before anyone else because obviously my body clock wakes me up at 6:30 every morning. And
without
without fail. Like, I literally went to bed at 1:30 and I was still awake at 6:30. And I just went downstairs and I basically just like cleared up the whole of downstairs. Like I put all the, washed up everyone's cups, put all the stuff in the bin, you know, like completely cleared, like wiped all the sides, like cleared everything up because it had just been left.
And
like that was always my job at house parties, like the next morning, like go clear up all your mess.
I love that at your own party.
Pretty much. And Lynn came down, she was like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm just clearing, you know, like I didn't go on my phone once that weekend. Like my phone was dead from probably about the Salford water sports till like the next morning. Like I just was dead, and I could have gone on it and scrolled on Instagram. I was like, I don't want to, I'm just gonna clear up. And then I had some time with Lynn in the morning, just talking. And then Amelia came down. And then my mum came down. And we just had some time, the four of us, just chatting. It was really special. And then everyone started sort of like dripping in like about 9:30. Because we said we were going for a walk at 10. And having some breakfast. And then we went for a walk at 10. We played a game of like, Amelia had set up a game of like, you got to get a candid photo, best candid photo of Meg. And then photos of Josh in the wild that were like things that remind you of Josh in the wild. And then also like there was a list of words like Meg, Josh, wedding, rings, honeymoon, stag do, hen do, that like everyone had their own word and they had to try and get other people to say it.
Okay, on the walk.
On the walk, but you couldn't say it to get people. Like, I couldn't be like, oh, do you like my ring?
How would you get a photo of me in the wild on the walk when I wasn't there?
Oh, like taking a photo of like the tree that looks like Josh or, you know, something like that.
Oh, okay, right, okay.
And then basically it turns out I'm really bad at the game.
Because you just didn't
I didn't have to take the photos, but they're not saying the words.
Yeah,
we all got told every single word. Yeah. And then like, within 5 minutes, Lynn was like, I was like trying to say nothing. I was like, I'm not going to talk about anything to do with it because then I won't get anything. And then she was like, oh, there's the 10K's on back home today. And I was like, what, in Sheffield? She was like, yep, thanks, Meg. I was like, what? No. And then I would be like talking about like getting, like, you know, when I talk about stuff, I'm like, oh, Meg. And they're like, you've just said your own name. Like, and then I called you Soshua for the whole walk because like Josh was the only one that I hadn't said.
Yeah.
And I called you Soshua for the whole walk. And then I was telling a story when I was like, oh, and then I was like, oh, Josh. And they were like, you literally just ruined it for yourself.
I'm gonna you lost that.
Sneeze. Excuse me. That was probably loud.
Bless
in your ears.
You.
And I lost that miserably. Mm. Very bad at the game. Everyone else mildly managed to say nothing.
That's quite
funny. I think Bella won because she just didn't say anything.
Yeah.
She was pretty impressive on that one.
She didn't say...
So, like, it pays to be quiet, I think, in those games.
Yeah, you were always going to lose that game.
I was always going to lose that game. And then we went back and Mum had cooked up a full cooked breakfast brunch.
Wow.
Like, there was, like, mushrooms, beans, tomatoes, eggs, sausage, bacon, hash browns, everything.
Oh, my days.
You name it.
That sounds amazing.
I had a bacon. I had like a loaded bagel. You know my bagel sandwiches Loved it. Fab breakfast. And we all sat around the table. It started to be like, oh, people were starting to leave then. Like, people were like leaving like 11:30, 12:30, 2:30. So we all had brunch. We played what Amelia had done a phone call with you. And ask you a few questions like, what do you admire most about Meg, or what does Meg think she can do well, but she's actually really bad at it, and like lots of like really much more deep and personal questions, and like it was kind of nice because instead of writing them down, it was just like, oh, she would ask the question, and it was kind of like I would sit there and be like, just say my answer, and everyone was sort of listening, and then we'd hear your answer, and your answers were so special. Like, you're so thoughtful.
Oh,
like, you're so kind, and the way you think about me and the way you love me is so, like, it's just so special. And when Keris after was like, it's crazy how much you two know each other so well.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm saying stuff, and then you say it, and I'm like, yeah, I knew you'd say that.
Mm.
You know? And it's like, it is crazy how much, like, I know what you would say. Like, or, like, the only one that I was like, that's wrong, like, was like, oh, what annoys you about Meg? And I was like, there's got to be something that he's put down for this question. I was thinking, and I was like, Keris, what annoys you about me, you know, and all this sort of thing. We all kind of think of things that were annoying about me. And then you were like, oh, nothing annoys me. And I was like, that's wrong. He's just playing up to the hen do here.
Did it work? Did I get points?
Oh, yeah, something like that.
Maybe your time management does, but you know.
And Keris was like, oh yeah, you probably can't say to a group of people like what annoys you about your partner. And I was like, yeah, you can. Josh is really annoying when he's hungry.
Yeah, let me list it off. I've got 10. Let's go. I did say this to Amelia. I said, Meg's got plenty about me, but
I think that's just me being irritated certain weeks of the month.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then everyone started going, and it was really special, like getting to say goodbye to people. That was a much more intimate day the next day, just chilling and like sitting around the house and like being really nice. And then once the majority of people are gone, it was sort of like me, my mum and my sister, and then Eve, who's one of the bridesmaids as well, who's your sister. And then Bella, who's like a childhood best friend. And Sarah stuck around for a little bit of it before she left. But we got all the wedding schedule up, like all the things, like, talked through, like, in detail, like, all the wedding schedule. Like, Eve, like, had so much useful things to say about it and add into it and sort of, you know, really, it was really special to, like, get to go through it all with Mum and Karis and Eve and, like, be like, okay, this is the plan that's happening in literally 14 days now.
That's really cool.
And that was really nice. And then me and Karis ordered the order of services later that evening.
Yeah. That's very handy,
which is a very big job they need to do in. And we kind of just did wedding jobs after that, and it was just like low-key. We sat in the hot tub at night, I sort of FaceTimed you, we sort of broke our, like, no, we did so well, like, considering how connected we have always been from the day we met, like, we've never not spoken to each other for as long as we did this hen do, I think.
Yeah, we just agreed that we wouldn't text or call.
Yeah, I said, you know, if something goes wrong and it's an emergency, then we'll be able to contact each other, but otherwise we're having a good time, so we won't call and we won't text. And we didn't text or call at all for, like, from, like, Friday morning at 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. the next day, really.
Yeah,
it's really special.
No, not the next day, 2 days later. No.
Oh yeah, 2 days later.
Yeah, 2 days later.
No, the next
Friday.
Day,
because it was Saturday. Oh, it was Saturday. Yeah. Got days wrong. Yeah, it was really cool.
It was really special. And it was just like, honestly, like, I can't thank Lynn and Karis and Mum enough. Like, the thought that went into it, the time that they gave to making me feel so loved and so special. And, like, there were so many things that, like, you know, they'd made me a massive cake. And, like, Karis had a massive conversation with me maybe 2 weeks ago about what my favourite flavour cake was. And
very,
like,
subtly.
So wouldn't subtly.
Wouldn't have never guessed that.
Or, like, you know, loads of stuff that's, like, there was loads of things where they're like, oh, you've mentioned this years ago that we knew you would love, or, you know, loads of stuff where they just were like, we know that this is something that would, like, they booked out a restaurant and they chose somewhere that I didn't have to order my own food, and not once did I ever have to think about money or how much stuff cost, or, you know, everyone, we didn't go out into loud places, and it was so intimate and just everything I could have dreamed of and more. And, like, if it wasn't for... And the decorations, like, I'm not even showing you the photo decorations. There was Mamma Mia decorations everywhere. Wow. There was, like, balloons that said, she's found her honey. And, like, there was a whole Mamma Mia sign. And there was, like, blue and white balloons and paper decoration everywhere. And, like, the goodie bags had, like, straws and, like, cups for everyone. And so everyone had socks. And it was so thoughtful. Like, the thought that went into it was just insane.
That's so cool.
Like, it was so cool. And so it was just so special. And I, you know, I wish I could do it all again. I cried, like, when your sister left. She was the last person to leave that wasn't my mum and my sister and Bella. And, like, she walked out the door, and within 3 seconds I just started sobbing. I was just like, I can't believe it's over.
Yeah.
I'm so tired and I'm so, so exhausted, but it's I'm so sad that it's over.
Yeah.
Like, it was so special. And I literally can't believe that's it. Like, that is my hen do.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't... can't, like, my brain just thinks, how are we here? Like, how is this where I'm at in life?
It's wild, isn't it?
It's wild. The whole time I was like, oh, it's weird. Like, it's weird. Like, I am getting married in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Bonkers.
It's bonkers. Absolutely bonkers, to be honest.
Absolutely bonkers.
Yeah.
Less than 2 weeks now.
Less than 2 weeks. It's mad.
Wild.
Well, seeing as this is taking so long for me to explain the hen do,
it's a whole episode.
It's a whole episode.
just
I feel like we might as well just start a new episode for the stag do, to be honest.
Probably. Yeah, otherwise it'll be like a long time.
Yeah. So yeah.
I feel like originally we did plan on doing it. But
didn't realise how long it would take me to explain.
Oh well.
See you in the next episode.
Yeah, see you in the next episode for stag do rundown.
Bye.
Bye.